First of all, I'd like to say thank you to PFS for the opportunity to come and speak to you this afternoon. And start a little bit by getting to the end of the programme in order to get back to the beginning of it. Lancashire's just finished the procurement of phase one of its three-phase Wave 1 BSF project. That closed, I think, on the 17th of December. And it was, as the slide there shows, to procure 2,050 place high schools, one co-located sixth form primary school, SEN primary, children's centre and public library. The funding for ICT, and ICT is what we're here to discuss, was actually conventional funding for the high schools and the sixth form, and Lancashire funded separately the ICT for the primary, SEN primary, children's centre and public library, just so we've got that absolutely clear. Now, the story of BSF in Lancashire really, in a sense, goes back to the 2001 riots in Burnley, for those of you who remember them. And the desire at that point to mix, to provide some real synergy between a programme that we knew was taking off and an area of acute social deprivation. And I think it pays some, there's some benefit actually in thinking about what it means to an area like Burnley, from the point of view of it being a place to live, a place to work and a place to learn, to have tens of millions of pounds worth of inward investment. Your BSF programme, when you get one, will have an impact far beyond the education of children in the environment, even though that's its primary function. I think that Lancashire took a number of strategic decisions fairly early on that this had to work. It wasn't an option for us for this to be another failed initiative in an incredibly socially deprived part of Lancashire. So amongst the things that we did were we took all the head teachers out of school for 12 months to get them working together as a team. We decided that the schools in phase one and the six remaining schools in phases two and three would form one school in Burnley. They'd have common timetables, a common curriculum, well I'm saying a common curriculum, a shared curriculum, that they'd work together in order to generate the best possible benefits from the programme, the best possible value for money for taxpayers and council taxpayers in Lancashire. Now, the other strategic decision I think we took that might be of interest to colleagues from elsewhere is we decided that we continue to do best what we did best. So to give a couple of examples of that, we've got a CLC. Why would we seek to reproduce the facilities there for BSF when they already exist? We've also got a viable and cost-effective RBC solution, so why would we ask our private sector partner to provide a WAN when we're already doing it? And we were able to do it significantly cost-effectively. It can potentially cause some problems later on in the programme when you come to negotiate the contract and the risk element of it. But the fundamental thing was that in order to get value for money, we do what we're good at, and our private sector partner would do what they were good at. And that was a fundamental approach that we took. And I think looking at what we've managed to achieve in our phase one solution, I think we've been very successful. So in terms of, I suppose, the aspirations first, and I think they probably speak for themselves in some ways, but as a combination of the PFI procure buildings and the sort of conventional hybrid route that we have for ICT, we've managed to achieve our transformational objectives. There's no point just building new buildings or just having new ICT if you're not actually going to do something different and radical with them. And I think we've managed to do that. But in a sense, as importantly, we've managed to do it within the funding envelope. So there have been no additional contribution to the budget from schools in Lancashire. And I think we're pretty proud of being able to do that. And I think that Redstone, I'm sure they take the credit for it anyway, but I think Redstone needs to take a serious amount of credit for doing that with us, because it's a serious and tough challenge to get through to. On a personal basis, as a Lancashire lad, I have to say as well that this matters. And I think for those of you who, you know, whether you're living, you know, where you've always lived or whether you've moved somewhere new or whatever, you know how much these things can actually matter to real people in real time. You know how much the education of our children matters. And I don't think that we emphasise that enough sometimes, that what we're doing is incredibly important and is a huge responsibility. And for this whole programme to work, the partnership end of it particularly, it's got to matter to the partner as well. It's got to really, really matter. And that goes beyond the commercials, although they are very important, and into something else. You've got to buy in to where this is at. And like I said, Burnley and the Pendle areas have been on a long downward slope for the last 40 years economically. And this investment will be a significant boost to the local economy. But we've got to get it right. It's an incredibly serious responsibility that we've taken. And I think that Lancashire as a local education authority and Redstone as our private sector partners have actually taken a very responsible long-term view about where this takes us and what this has to achieve. Because if it doesn't, we've wasted an opportunity we won't get back again. And for any of you who are actually in the BSF arena or in local authorities who are going down that route, that's the degree of responsibility you've got. But with the responsibility also, ultimately, if you succeed, and you will, comes the reward of having done something that's never been done before. It's just never been done before like this. And it's been a fabulous experience. I'm about to hand over to Gary to talk about the solution, but just please just hold that in your mind. This matters to real people now, and it's an investment that won't be repeated. So getting it right is very important, and getting your partners right very important. We're very proud to have Redstone on board.
In the spirit of partnership, I'm probably about as unprepared for a presentation as I ever have been, because I let Frank do the slides. But I'm going to take you through, that's the level of trust that we've got to. I'll take you through a little bit about the solution, a little bit about, it's not so much focused on the technology and all the clever, whizzy stuff we've done. It's more about the human level of making the partnership work. But just quickly, this up on the slide here is an idea of some of the things that we've provided. So one of the key tenets of Lancashire's approach was to have the schools working as one school across the authority. So effectively you have a series of what will be ultimately 9 campuses working as one central school. And what they wanted to do was they wanted a provider who would provide a technology infrastructure that would enable that to happen, and to enable the benefit of having strengths in certain schools being shared across other schools and vice versa. So that was very fundamentally important. There's some basic stuff, I guess we'd call it basic now, around PC ratios, laptops, wireless, and so on. I suppose one of the things that was very important to us in enabling a school for the future was to make the technology solution as flexible as possible. So to have wireless coverage where you can work anywhere in the school, and to integrate as many resources as you could onto the network so that the students, although today might work in quite a traditional way, over time they can start to develop the way that they work and work in a more flexible way. Now that in itself has some challenges with the teachers that are in the schools, because I don't know if any of you have been to Burnley and Pendle. I'll tell you, I have. I'd never been there before, and it's something of a culture shock. It is a very deprived area. It's a very racially diverse area, and I guess there's a fair bit of unrest, and people, the teachers are used to working in a very controlled way. So we had to be sympathetic to that and not come along and say we're going to completely revolutionise everything that you've ever done, because they wanted to maintain that sort of structure, but at the same time provide a technology infrastructure that allowed things to change for the future as things change. Frank made the point earlier that one of the things that was important to get right was for us to build trust between ourselves and the authority so that we could start to really explore what the authority wanted to achieve. The authority had, I've been engaged in 3 BSF projects now, they probably had the strongest vision for what they were trying to achieve. I think there's a difference between some of the larger authorities who tend to approach this more as, we know what we want to do, we want you to come and help us enable this, to some of the smaller authorities who are more, they want to be led, or they want us to come and tell them what we think is the right approach. So we sort of spent some time building that relationship, arguing over various different things. They had to sort of beat us up from time to time to make sure that we really were giving them value for money, or we really were telling the truth. One particular meeting stays very clearly in my mind, where we had proposed a solution and the authority said, no, that's just too expensive. It's great, it's brilliant, it does everything we'd like it to do, but you could run a multinational bank off of that solution, and we're not a multinational bank. And whilst we argued that it is very important for you to have resilience and redundancy and all the things that we in the technology industry think are important, and that it was fundamental that the lessons didn't stop happening, because at the end of the day, someone said to me the other day, well, you have a technical infrastructure and you run ATMs off of that, the cash machines off of that infrastructure. I think it was Andrew Flowerdew actually from Stoke, and he said, well, you can get, if your cash machine's not working, you can just go to another one. And if you lose a lesson, that's gone. It's gone forever. So there's two sides to the coin. But anyway, Lancashire said to us, no, we want it differently. So we rolled our techies in, and they rolled their techies in, and they argued. And frankly, a lot of it went straight over the top of my head for about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And ultimately, we got to a point where we agreed to downscale our solution and take more risk on. But we were comfortable that it would do what Lancashire wanted it to do. And I think though there are stepping stones in this process that take you to a point where you start to work in partnership, and I think that was very important. I think we'll just jump straight to the last slide. There are four bullet points up here. Understanding the process is very important. From those of you who are in the school, you probably won't understand so much the transactional side of the process. But if you're going to embark on BSF, you should bear in mind that as a provider, an ICT provider, it's in the transactional side, the mechanic, the payment mechanism, the service level guarantee that we're offering you is going to be at the forefront of our mind. So there's a balance of education that needs to happen. Building the relationships I've touched upon, it's important. It's important at the school level. It's not just at the head level. It's the deputy heads, whoever's going to be involved, the stakeholders. As well as at the LEA level, and it's not at the local authority level, the local education authority level, and there are different people involved there, so there are lots of stakeholder groups, not to mention the wider community. One of the things that helped us in Lancashire was that they did take a strong line as to what, you know, who, where the lead should be coming from, and helped us to manage, if you like, what is quite a morass of different stakeholders. Those of you who are heads will be well aware of managing stakeholders. Driving value for the programme. They did drive us hard to get a good deal. And I guess what we did well to let us get there was to look at all three phases. So you can't just, as a provider, you don't want a provider who's just going to say, well, you know, I've got three schools that I'm going to do here. We knew that there were nine. We knew that Lancashire is the third biggest authority in the country, and that allows more value. And negotiating hard. I mean, Lancashire was smart in a way because they had a team of people, some from inside the authority, but Frank, who comes also, who's worked on the authority side, but also is from industry. And I'll tell you, he took a harder line with us than any of the authorities would have taken with us. And from, I guess from our point of view, that had pros and cons. It might have meant that the authority got a better price, but it meant that they also had a better commercial awareness of what we were trying to achieve. And there's a lot of value to that as a provider. So I think you know that's worth thinking about as you're going through this process. I think that's about it. That's all I have to say.